Well, Deacon, you are listening to here on CBC Radio 1. It's easy to get carried away in this bargain-filled world with purchasing and consuming and never giving it too much thought. But the Textile Museum of Canada wants to get buyers and designers thinking twice about their decisions. So it's created a series of pop-up events around this idea. Conscious Consumption kicks off tonight at Sydney's, a menswear boutique on Queen Street. There are five pop-up events in total, and then a final panel discussion at the end of it all. Ermi Desai is a board member for the museum, and she's also hosting the series, and she joins me now to tell us about it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for coming in. So what inspired this series of discussions around conscious consumption?
I think a lot of us find that we love thinking in a very slow or serious way about things when we're at the museum, when we're at our book clubs, when we're at school. But we want to join that up a little bit more with the fast thinking, which is where we live most of our lives when we're at work and at play. And at the Textile Museum, we're really inspired by the way textiles can help us break down strict boundaries about how we think about things between art and commerce, studying and doing, and how we can use that as a guide. So the kimonos and the saris and the quilts that are on the walls at the Textile Museum, the people not too dissimilar from you and I used to stand in front of them and ask the same questions. Where are these things from? Who made these? Is this for me to wear? Is this what my people wear? Should I be buying this? You know, and what would it mean for me not to be able to buy this?
Wow, so you're kind of taking trying to take that reflection and thought that we engage in and we shift into when we're in a museum, whether it's a textile museum or any other, and transfer it out into the rest of the world, into our everyday choices as consumers.
Absolutely. What would our closet look like if we were going to examine it in 100 years? And if we had those little museum description cards under every item in our home or in the stores in our community, what would that look like and what would they say? And would that change any of the decisions that we're making right now?
So you're starting this off tonight. We described the sort of series of pop-up events happening outside the museum, as you mentioned, kicking it off tonight at Sydney's. Can you describe what work Sydney does and how this he fits in with the discussion?
Absolutely. So we're very excited to be in Sydney's museum tonight. Sydney Mamane is a leading menswear designer. He's a bespoke tailor, and he has an obsession with fabrics. Quite frankly, he's a bit of a fabric nerd. Sydney's very passionate about Japanese raw denim and also very committed to producing his in-house line in North America.
So the idea is what? To celebrate the kind of care and attention to detail that he puts into choosing his fabrics and use that as a starting point for the conversation?
Absolutely. Raw denim's the object, but the ideas behind it are more interesting. There's a legacy from Japan after the war where they inherited a lot of secondhand equipment from the U.S. and other countries. And when they made clothes on these machines, they found that the clothes were not perfect. They had a lot of imperfections in them. And this tied back to older Japanese philosophies and traditions of aesthetics that celebrated the imperfect. So the idea that something that's not perfect gives it that uniqueness and that character and that thing that you would keep with you for a very long time. So Sydney's very inspired by that, and I think that it is in sharp contrast to some of our North American culture, which really loves perfect things. And also, you know, we can think of our obsession with cleanliness. I don't know if you've had friends and family from outside North America comment on how much we love to have our home clean, smelling good, and our white teeth. And only yesterday I got a newsletter from Australia. The city of Sydney is celebrating oddly shaped vegetable week to try and get people to stop throwing out vegetables that are just misshapen but are perfectly good to eat.
I love that. It's true. I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, you're really swimming upstream with this concept. Not to say you shouldn't be trying, but I mean, how you recognize that how different an approach this is to the slapdash way in which we grab for the thing that's, you know, on sale, or we grab at these pair of jeans or top that because it's a great price, without thinking through a lot of what you're talking about. Do you feel like the bigger public is ready for this kind of conversation?
I think so. I think we actually care. And we often hear about words like greed, or perhaps we're ignorant about what we should be doing. And, you know, science is showing us every day that there might be some hardwiring that makes humans favor short-termism. And there's interesting things to learn about that. But I also think part of it is that we're diverse. We're conflicted. There's not just one moral code that we can lean on. You know, for everything that we want to do, to limit a type of food or to do things differently might mean doing things differently from our family members, from the places we're from rituals that give us other kinds of sustenance. So when we say conscious, we're trying to look at objects, walk around it, see all the ideas and all the ways of approaching it that we might come up with. And I think if we can ask these questions in a space that's a little bit more open, perhaps the media loves to package in for and against. And while that's interesting, most of us are not hardwired to live on the extremes. So if we have that space, that third space, that museum mindset, to be able to look at the object and ask questions without being embarrassed, it might start to help us to get there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for telling us about this, and I hope it goes well. There's also, we didn't get time to talk about it, but there's another, it's not just about clothing. You've also got an event tied in with, you talked about food at St. John's Bakery.
Yes.
And getting people to support a bakery like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much. People can find out more information. We will post more on our Twitter page at CBC Here and Now. But thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Ermine Desai is a board member at the Textile Museum of Canada. She's also host of Conscious Consumption, a series of pop-up events organized by the museum. Tonight's event is called The Roots of Raw Denim, happening at Sydney's on Queen Street West. And as I mentioned, if you want more information, you go to our Twitter page at CBC Here and Now, and we'll post a link.